on your seniors, who steps up for you at the right times, and that's what this crew is doing this year.
They are currently on that 10-game winning streak. This after starting the season at 4-4, much like the Michigan Wolverines. I'll even give you a shout out for that. With the victory tonight, the Patriots would advance to the district finals for the second year in a row to take on the winner of the Harbor Beach and Sandusky game. Of course, tonight is part of your doubleheader action on WLW Sports. The first game, USA and Lakers. Immediately following that is Harbor Beach and Sandusky. The winner of both games feud off in the district championship on Friday at 7 p.m. on WLW Sports from Lakers. It's time for another quick break. Lakers is next on your home for high school basketball.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboeing Family Medicine encourage exercise and all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboeing Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes and remember to play it safe.
Seaboeing Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
In this area, when the first thought is real estate, the second thought is Tri-County Realty. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. People know that Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. So if you have been looking for that right property and haven't found it, or just trying to sell your home, farm, or resort property, you can call on Tri-County Realty of Seaboeing. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, call Dale Bolzman or any of the helpful sales staff at Tri-County Realty at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty, where they love saying sold.
Classic. American pride. Unrivaled performance. Unmatched style. And power where it counts. Yeah, they just can't make them over there like they make them over here. And you can't find it on any car lot, but you can find it at your local Thumb Cellular location.
Introducing the Motorola Moto X smartphone, the only smartphone made entirely in the USA. The Moto X features a sleek 4.7-inch screen and a 10-megapixel camera, and it's only $169. And that's just one of many new smartphones on sale this month at Thumb Cellular. Also check out the HTC Deluxe or HTC One, or even the famous Samsung Galaxy S4, all with Thumb Cellular's lightning fast 4G LTE service. Terms of service apply. So stop into Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for one of these great deals today.
You're listening live to WLW Sports coverage with Buck Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown for the Thumb Cellular courtside seats. Here in Pigeon, Michigan, as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers are hosting District 84. We've broken down the USA Patriots. Now it's time to take a look at the hosting EPBP Lakers. They're 7-12 overall, having dropped their last three games. They're 4-7 in league play, finishing fifth in the Greater Thumb Conference West standings. Last time these two teams met was at USA, February 12th, with Lakers falling 22 points, 41-63 to the Patriots. Four of Lakers' seven victories have come at home this season. Overall, the green and white offense scores 51.2 points per game and allows 54.8, a 3.6 hole to climb out of. And actually, when the green machine plays at home, the hill to climb grows to 4.9 points, 53.4 to 58.3 for Lakers when they play on Pigeon Road. Now with John Mooney, we take a look inside the Laker huddle.
Clark, Coach Jeremy Majeski's Lakers, they're led by an All-State candidate, Paul Zwemer. Now, he is a scoring machine. Now, complimenting Zwemer, basically you have a couple of senior gunners, Aaron Christie, who's had a fantastic senior year, as well as Jared Schutte. Now, the key for the Lakers, I think, are the intangibles. Just how are they going to contain Brendan Ballard? And they're going to do this by having a strong inside balance. And that's where juniors John Carl and we also have Dakota Valentine comes in. Now, taking care of the ball for the Lakers, they have to maximize their opportunities, so that's key. They also need to cause USA to get into foul jeopardy, i.e. Brendan Ballard. That's going to be a key for them also. If all of the stars kind of align, this might be a green night.
USA and Lakers have split victories this year with the home team losing in both instances. Tonight's game is technically a neutral game, but we all know better than that. Lakers defeated USA on January 17th by 6 points, 50-44, which capped their only multi-game win streak on the season at 3. The Green Machine this season has been on the cusp of more victories, having lost 5 games by 7 points or less. They match up on paper very well with USA, and perhaps the best answer to USA's big man in Brendan Ballard, with left-handed Paul Zwemer and some sharp-shooting senior guards. In the past 6 matchups between USA and Lakers, when Ballard and Zwemer have both been on varsity, the record stands at 3-3. Ryan Brown, how does Lakers contain Brendan Ballard and force USA to rely on their three-point and outside abilities?
Well, like we talked about a little bit, that Lakers was at the USA Cassidy game. They got plenty of film on how to contain Ballard for the most part. He only finished with 10 points, and a lot of that came in the second half. So I'm going to definitely study that film. And also, I'm going to completely throw out the game that where they lost by 22. I don't want my players looking at it, and I want my players thinking about it. I'm going to strictly focus on the win that Lakers got over USA early in the year. Study that film and just put an image in their brain, and this is how you need to play to take down this USA team.
Lakers is currently on a 3-game losing streak. Last win for Lakers comes on Valentine's Day against Bad Axe, 48-46. With a win tonight, they will advance to the district finals on Friday at 7 p.m., hosted in their very own gym in Laker Country. We are 2 minutes away from tip on the WLW Sports Network, USA at Lakers in the semifinals of District 84. Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh, poor fella. Not only doesn't he have a car, he doesn't have a local insurance agent. Yeah, he saved $2 a month by buying insurance from an 800 number company in New York. So now what?
You have reached 1-800-CHEAP-POLICY. If your home or business is burnt down, press 1. If your home or business is still burning, press 2.
An independent local agent would be ready to help and start claim work 24 hours a day.
If you have had work or household accident, or have been bitten by a dog, cat, rat, bat, snake, or child, push 3. Auto accidents, push 4.
And your local agent can modify your policies to always give you the best coverage and price.
If you've just had a dented fender, push 1. If it's a real mess, push 2. If you are bleeding profusely, press 3. If it was your fault, please hang up now.
See your Huron County independent insurance agents. McVeigh Insurance, Peruski Insurance, Aromsix Insurance in Bed Axe. The Power Agency in Caseville. Coughlin Insurance in Caseville or Seaboyne.